Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. John Hope Bryant is our guest. He's the author of How the Poor Can Save Capitalism. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the book, you identify what you call the Hope Plan.
Yep.
And this is the foundation for how you say the poor can help save capitalism. Talk to us about the Hope Plan.
Yeah. By the way, Jim, the book is a bestseller as of
congratulations.
Two weeks ago, in business and in consumer. So the one thing I love about this book is that it's about solutions. It's not about another. It's not another whining text saying how bad things are. It's about solutions. And one of the things we're going to do, it talked about community banks a little earlier on our offline.
Right.
We're going to put in place the nation's first and only private banker to the working class, the working poor, and the teetering middle class. Those who make $50,000 a year or less. We're going to put them inside of bank branches. Hope inside of bank branches, hope inside of grocery stores, hope inside of credit unions, retailers, houses of faith. We have the flagship Hope inside is at Ebenezer Church, Dr. King's Church in Atlanta, Russell & Reasons Bank. We're in PNC banks. We're in SunTrust banks.
What does this look like?
It's, if you walk into Target stores, you look to the right and you see Starbucks, then imagine a smaller version of that. It's a HUD-approved mortgage counseling. Certified consumer credit counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Earned income tax credit certification and funding. People who listen to your program who make $50,000 a year or less are qualified for EITC. If you're working, if you make
where's the funding for this come from?
Comes from the banks. Comes from the banks.
So the banks are helping to contribute to these. It's all privately funded.
Well, yes, but they're contributing to themselves because at the end of the day, I'm raising credit scores to 700.
Right, right.
Which means we're creating.
So you're helping people understand how their behavior is affecting their credit score, and their credit score is affecting their way out.
Correct. More than that, not only helping them understand their behavior, it's helping to change their behavior. If I give a homeless guy $1 million,
mm-hmm.
he'll be broke in 6 months. So all the sympathy in the world. It's not going to help that guy help himself.
Right.
But it can help him to change his trend.
Educate, and inform him on where his decisions and not only give them information, but you're helping them understand what their behavior is doing to them.
No, we're helping them to change their behavior. And again, it's not us doing anybody a favor. These are people helping to save their own lives. Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. Jim.
Right.
So we move your credit score from 550, which is a check cashing customer, to 670, which is a banking customer.
Right.
We've done everybody a favor. That person becomes a taxpayer.
Good for you.
They become a voter.
Tell us about your track record so far.
2 million clients.
Good for you.
$2 billion in private capital invested in underserved communities.
Good for you,
performing loans. 22,000 volunteers, people like you who become business role models because you model what you see. Why am I a businessman? My daddy was. It's not rocket science, it's role modeling.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a banker who came to my classroom when I was 9 years old and taught me financial literacy, the language of money. And I said to him, how do you get rich legally? What do you do for a living? And he told me he was a banker and he financed entrepreneurs. And I said, I don't know what an entrepreneur is, I want to be one.
I don't know what it is, but I want one, huh?
That's right. It changed my life. And I'm an employer and a job creator today.
Yeah.
As a taxpayer because of that.
How many installations do you have like this out there?
So we've opened, we're in 4,000 public schools with basic financial literacy to start
good
there.
Good for you.
We're serving
how long has this been going on,
cities,
John?
I founded Operation Hope 22 years ago.
Yeah.
We started doing Hope Inside 220 days ago, by the way. We have 100 Hope Inside locations in the last 220 days. So we're
in the last few months, you've actually been inside these businesses.
Yes. And also driving traffic back into the banks because of cell phone technology.
Other things,
people are not going into bank branches, but they are because we are there now.
I can't wait. I can't wait for you to have a round of success stories, and have those people come back and be mentors themselves in these event, in these operations. Talk
Same
about
yes.
talk when you get to that you get to that point, you will quantum leap. Your success will quantum leap.
Well, and that's why I say that June 2nd, when this book came out, this book is a manifesto. It's a memo on free enterprise that people never got, of all races, of all socioeconomic creeds, right? June 2nd, we went public, Jim, because we've been R&D for 22 years, but now we have a plan that we think can start a movement in America. Everyone reach one, teach one, literally. And this book is the how-to manual, and that's why I'm going to talk it in to all the communities in this country. I'm doing a series of town halls. I'm going in. And I'm doing radio programs, TV, but most importantly, in person. And I'm talking to leaders like you and getting them to sort of embrace a open source capitalism approach to empowering their communities. Mm-hmm. And because our competitor is not our next door neighbor anymore, it's China. It's India.
That's right.
Africa. It's Asia.
Yeah. We've got to get our people not only financially literate, we've got to make sure our children are coming up prepared for the jobs, the 21st century jobs, too. We've got to do that.
And let me just say one last thing before we run out of time. There is a misnomer. I'm not really passionate about financial literacy. I think it's important. We had President Bush sign an executive order to make financial literacy federal policy. I think it's important. It's a tool.
Right.
Real poverty is low self-esteem. If you don't believe in yourself in the morning, by dinner time, someone's going to tell you who you are.
Absolutely.
So confidence in yourself is half of poverty. And then role modeling, the environment, aspiration, and opportunity is either poverty or the road to wealth.
JohnHopeBryant.com, right, John?
No, JohnHopeBryant.com, or just go online and buy the book.
Yeah. How the Poor Will Save Capitalism. Quick break. I'm Jim Black.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.